You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue. And you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
You're watching Dan and Gamer, recording live from Dead End Studios here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Kenneth Pierce. Joining me as usual is Eric B.
What up?
Easy 430.
430.
430.
What up, though?
Tyler Durden.
Is this camera on me? No, just playing.
Oh, my God.
And Granddad.
Granddaughter. 1,000 hours. Elite status, goddammit. I just hit it. What you know about that?
Yeah, so if he's saying that, that means some things may be in development. So be prepared. Be on the lookout. But Thursday, we're doing the speed run.
Yes, of Resident Evil 2. Myself and Chris from Cheesy Boys Controller Podcast. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to be live streaming it, of course, on here, Dead End Gaming, Dead End Video Games. And they're going to be streaming on Anton 6, right?
Anton 6,
Twitch as well. So it's gonna be
studio.
Fun.
We're gonna in be here studio. To make it all ignorant and shit.
In the studio.
Yeah.
In the studio is we gonna have drinks here and stuff?
I'm gonna have drinks.
Okay. We can loosen it up. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, of course. We can't loosen you up.
You gotta
be in tip top.
No, I'm gonna
keep yourself sharp.
You can have a drink after.
Yeah.
You gotta win for you. You get a drink when you win, nigga.
Right.
Pop the champagne.
We'll pop the champagne after the fact.
I'm just gonna have one ear with some music on and other one with a little headset, and I'm good.
What you gonna be listening to, B?
Probably my I got a playlist on Spotify on the Dead End with all my beats and stuff. I got like over 140 some beats, so I'm just gonna listen to that while I'm.
So your own beats.
Some of them is some of my own, and some is.
You appreciate.
I didn't know B was so egotistical, man. I thought B was kind of humble.
He's like, I listen to my own shit. Yeah. If your shit fire,
oh,
man,
I appreciate your shit.
Shit.
This is stuff that I'm like, but I'm very critical of myself. Yeah, you gotta be a big fan. I don't like where I'd be like, I don't like it, and then other people be like, B, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you deleting? Like,
it'd be like that. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just gonna listen to my own like playlist, my BZ Gets Beats playlist on Spotify while I'm playing.
Y'all check that out.
Yep.
All right, well, thank you guys for, you know, watching as always. And if you're listening to the podcast, thank you guys for listening and sharing the show as well. Become a subscriber. It helps support the show as we continue to build this thing out and improve on the set and everything. We need to get a bigger set, so we want to move outward out of here. So we appreciate all the support. So let's jump into the first segment. What have you guys been playing?
I'm at the end of Persona 5 now, so I feel like by the time people hear this that aren't listening on Twitch, I probably would have beaten it by then. It's been a fun ride, you know, but it's time for me to let go for now.
About damn time.
Hey, I don't want to hear shit from you, B.
Persona 5
I'm
streams.
I'm so sick of this damn Persona 5
Keep
streams.
Keep it on, man. It's that
Jesus
good.
Christ.
Watch they announce Persona 6 as soon as he beat that shit.
Hey.
Oh, that's going to be
soon.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Persona 5 R on the way.
That's going to be a nightmare.
But, yeah, man, it's a lovely game. I've been enjoying it. I'm going to miss it. I played Alien vs. Predator Arcade for Old School Saturday. I'll save that game for later. And that's about it. Yep. Persona.
No Division or nothing?
A little bit of Division. I don't know if it's enough to even like talk about.
I got you.
Nothing like you, B.
I got you.
Easy's been playing enough Division for all of us.
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Might as well just like log into everybody's account.
I mean, the game is fun,
hours.
Right? Help us out.
Help me out. Get my.
I'm willing.
Up.
I mean, like if y'all really start playing, I would definitely come in there and help y'all out. Like I have no issue playing with y'all. Helping.
No,
y'all
we
meant
literally like log into our right, accounts play and play yeah, the yeah. game.
We Since can all bring our PlayStation.
Yeah, we'll just bring all our systems. You just play all of our shit, get us to 30, all the geared up, and then we'll be a super squad based on
right.
you, and then we good. See? That's the plan. So after Resident Evil, everybody bring their PlayStations here.
There well, you go. Just listen to your beats.
Besides Division 2, I've also been still doing my practice runs of Resident Evil 2 because of the upcoming speed race that I'm about to have. So other than that, y'all know what I've been playing. Division 2. I've completed the main story mission. And I've got my gear score almost maxed at 450. I'm at 436. And I've pretty much maxed out my survivalist specialist. So I'm working on my demolition guy, which is holding a grenade launcher. I'm looking up. Y'all see me looking up because I got him on the TV screen right here.
He plays this game all day.
So, yeah, I feel like since I got here 2 hours before everyone, I always try to – I was like, I'm going to bring my station and play some more. I had to play with the clan. Oh, if you played Division 2, and if you want to get in a dead-end game in clan – we just leveled up to level 9, so get in the clan, play with me, play with other. I got some other fans in there, folks that's dope. Belly Ocean, who also love live lyrics. Dita One is also Texas Gunslinger. He's in there playing. So yeah, shout out to them. That's always in the chats and always in the streams. And
was that who you were talking to today?
Well, yeah, them and Fatin. You know, he used to be a producer So we was all playing. Playing together just a second ago when the crew was in here, so fun.
That clan is exclusive as hell, ain't it? Ain't it, Willie? Or I don't think we in that bitch.
I ain't heard about that shit till right now. Like,
every time
I want to join.
Every time I see,
yeah, I ain't ready for that.
I can't send me mugger to I don't know what's going on.
But
when Granddad get his level up, I send him the invite.
Eventually, I'm gonna get there at some point.
Wow,
I ain't even gonna lie. He right. I've been slacking on my division, but you know I've been playing other shit though.
And you
so,
get ready for Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat about to come out. That beta about to drop this weekend. You know, I got other priorities right now.
You just
played
a beta.
I'm the fighting game nigga. Come on now. So shit, you know.
So is this beta gonna be for everybody?
Yeah, this is the main
beta.
I need to play it.
Yeah, I need to play it.
Everybody can play now, so
I need to get on that.
Wait, is it open for everybody or you have to pre-order?
Yeah, you got to pre-order the game. Okay. So if you pre-order the game, then you can play the beta.
Yeah.
Or if you know somebody with like a code or you got some friends and you play that way.
I'm going to play that. Who else?
My answer has been mad boring for the past couple weeks. I'm sorry, y'all. Like, literally, Apex and Rage, that's still mostly what I'm doing, or really all that I'm doing. Like, to the point that I've actually started doing, like, shooting drills in Apex, like a super nerd. So, like, literally, sometimes
shooting
I'll just...
drills?
Yeah, I'll literally open up practice mode, and I'll just, like, pick up different guns, and I'll do, like, shoot, like, snap drills. And you do that, too? Okay.
She about that life, man.
Like, snap drills, and... Well, see, I used to play the piano from when I was, like, 6 to 17, and I was thinking about how a lot of that is just like muscle memory of like practicing the same motions over and over again, because when you're in the middle of a scrap in Apex, you don't want to be like thinking about what you're doing. You want to just have that muscle memory. It's like, and of course, like that's something that is kind of across the board across like all first person shooters, but you know, obviously different guns in Apex handle differently and stuff like that. So yeah, I'll literally like turn it on if I don't necessarily feel like going into a match, and I'll just do like practice shooting drills to get that muscle memory down. So, and I've seen improvement. So I've seen like myself get better and better, and I'm getting like more and more W's and more like top three finishes. So yeah, that's what I spend my free time doing.
Have you
been
playing Overwatch? I seem like you put that down since you've been on
not
Apex.
Really. I mean, yeah. And like, so last week we didn't actually talk about this, but they just released a new character in Overwatch called Baptiste. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but he's actually live as of like last Tuesday.
The little guy with the legs.
No, that's Octane in Apex.
Okay.
But yeah, Baptiste in Overwatch, he's another like support character, like healer. And I had this whole plan, like, oh, you know, I'm going to jump on Overwatch so I can kind of see this new character. And I have not turned it on at all in probably like a week and a half. So before this new character came out. So literally, like I said, in my free time, when I have time to game, it's like all Apex. And then I play Rage on Throwback Thursday.
One more game.
That's pretty much it. Huh?
One more game that you played with us. The people.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So I did another Jackbox party stream. Thank you for reminding me. I did another Jackbox party stream on Sunday, and that was so much fun. Again, thank you all so much for coming out. Like, those of you that came, there were a lot of like Dead End Gaming listeners that came and like hung out. And it's dope. It's a really fun time. So I appreciate y'all coming to hang out with me. It's probably one of the best streams I've had.
Did you do this? What time of the day you did this?
You were playing Division, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. I wasn't playing Division.
I'm like, I saw the notification.
I'm trying to think what time of the day you did this. Because I know I went and played ball after we left from our dead end shoot Sunday. And then I played Division. But yeah, I'm trying to think what time was this around. Like I would have joined it because that was fun last time.
Six, I think. But that's like I'm doing that.
I was deep in Division at that point.
Of course. Yeah, of course. You probably had your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. I was deep in at that point. We had the 4-man crew going and everything. It was a wrap.
But yeah, I'm planning on doing that, like I said, biweekly. So every 2 weeks on Sunday, probably around 6 or 7, depending on the day. And I'll tweet out earlier in the day what the time is actually going to be. Next time, I'm going to get Jackbox Party 5 also. So in addition to the games we've already been playing, we'll be able to add a couple more games like You Don't Know Jack and the little like freestyle robot battle thing that they have. So yeah, it's fun. Like I really enjoy playing with you all and just kind of hanging out. So.
All right, I guess what I've been playing. So I played, started the Frozen Wilds on Horizon Zero Dawn. Got a few missions in on that. I did, I think, one stream of that because I had to go to New York for the weekend. And so I haven't been able to play. But when I'm gone, you know what it is? 1,000 hours. Smash. And guess what? Yesterday, your boy hit Elite Smash status. I'm playing with top players now, y'all. You know what that mean? That means I'm somebody. that means my hard work is paying off, and now I'm playing with the top level niggas. So now I gotta make sure I stay consistent, because you know you can fall down at any time if you start getting L's, take you out the goddamn club. So you know I gotta make sure my shit's straight.
So that's what I was gonna ask you. That's how you knew when you started.
Yeah. So they was like,
rank.
They gave me a little like celebratory shit. Congratulations. I feel all special and shit. I was like, damn. And then like your character, because it's by character. So Yoshi is the only character that I can play in Elite Smash, because it goes by each character's battle point or GSP. So once I hit the right GSP for Yoshi, basically all my other matches were people who were at Elite Smash level. And these are like people who like really play the game, like you know, top level competitive players, people like that. So I think Yoshi's at a point now where it's like, yo, I can't get no more ready.
All right.
Like, you know, I mean, I put in that work, y'all. I told you it ain't 1,000 hours, but god damn it, I did it. That motherfucker's crazy now. I told you I wasn't lying. I thought I was lying. I'm not lying. Some serious shit. And what else? Oh, a little bit of Division. I play a little bit of Division. I'm only at like level 10 though. I'm disappointed BZ right now. Like I ain't getting to where I need to be in life. I'm a bad soldier. God. I went AWOL like 6 times. I shouldn't have kicked out the goddamn unit, but I'm still here. So I'm gonna try to get back on that some. But this beta's coming out for Mortal Kombat 11, and you know I'm playing that shit. So you might be out of luck, bro. You know. So
did you play?
Yeah, I did Frozen Wilds. Yeah, I played. No, I just started, so I got a couple missions in on that. I gotta continue that too. So I'm gonna try to pick up on that sometime this week. Yes. And then, because I want to get more of that. Because I did fight that big ass bear though.
Yes.
That big ass bear was fucking crazy though. Yo, man. That shit was fire. Yes. So yeah, I fought a big ass bear on my stream. It should still be up though. But yeah, that was
big ass bear.
It was big ass like mecha bear. It was like. Like, it was like Kuma from Tekken decided to get a new job and shit. Yes. Yeah, that motherfucker was crazy, but I killed it. You know, I felt like I was a hunter, in the Frozen Wilds.
It was going to get worse.
I bet. The enemies are crazier. They really are a lot more difficult. I'm glad I got that fucking armor, because I would have been dead instantly.
That's what I kept telling you.
That would have been fucking
make sure
gone.
You get it.
So, yeah, you're right. I needed that shit. So, but that's been it. That's been it for the most part.
Well, I finally finished Uncharted, as, you know, I said the last time. 2 episodes ago, that was like at 92%, so it was like right there. So yeah, I took him out. You know, I will say this.
Uh-oh.
Sully ain't worth a damn. Sully ain't worth a damn.
Ain't worth a damn.
Ain't worth a goddamn, because he was like, I hold him off, and you go chase him. So then because the thing going up into the sky with the little, because they got the little, it's in the net, and he's trying to take off. So I'm like, all right, bet, Sully. So I'm running around. And I'm shooting the little zombie creatures, as little mutated creatures as I run out. And I noticed there's a lot of damn creatures left. And I'm like, dang, Sully, are you killing anybody?
Sully don't do a damn thing in that game. You know damn well.
Bro, I'm like, man, this is ridiculous.
He was mad as hell.
I was mad as hell. I'm like, some help. I died like 3 times. Because I thought I could just run through. Sully got my back. He going to be capping niggas up. Nah.
You should know, Sully is the most reliable, unreliable motherfucker in Uncharted. Like,
he's moral support.
He's like, yeah, he'll be there for you,
then
but he ain't going to be there for you.
I got it.
He'll show up to the party, but he ain't going to, you know, he ain't going to do nothing. Like,
man. So once I adjusted to that, you know, it was okay. But But yeah, so so I'm done with that, and I'm trying to figure out, and I'm gonna leave it up to the people what I'm gonna play next. I already know what they want.
What do they want?
Last of Us.
Oh yeah,
That's what they've been asking for. So I'll do that. But the other thing that I played was Bloodborne.
Ooh.
And I remember you guys saying,
"How did
game,
that go?"
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off so goddamn bad.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I didn't even get past like the main screen.
You mean the start screen?
Oh, no.
You ain't press start on that bitch? Uh-uh. Like, oh, fuck this shit.
The intro. So I got there, built my character, whatever. Ran around, you know, getting all the little tips and tricks on how to do shit. And then you walk up and this motherfucker eating something. This big ass creature eating something on the floor. So I tried to sneak past him. I couldn't punch him. I didn't know how to use the damn gun. I didn't know how to do shit. Finally, I was like, just fuck it. I just come back to it. I just ain't got time to try to figure this shit out right now. And I remember you guys saying it was a pretty hard game. But so I started that. I might play that in my spare time, but I think the one that I will stream will be Last of Us. So I think that's the one because everybody's been asking me to play that. So now that I'm finished with Uncharted, I'll do that next. So I'll be doing that on Twitch. I just got to pick a day. I'm always here, y'all, so I don't get a chance to play like I would like. But we'll work that out. So yeah, that's it.
I'm going to throw my request in for The Walking Dead Season 1. You already know what happens at the end because we spoiled it.
Right.
But I still think you would enjoy it.
You got to do it anyway. And after Last of Us, play that.
Yeah, I think you would, like, maybe respect gaming as a medium more. Like, is that, like...
You think I don't respect gaming?
More. There's always levels to the shit. But I think, you know, it's not hard, so you're not going to, like, die over and over again. You'll get through it. But, and it's cheap now.
Who has the game? Any of y'all got the game?
Not on
PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh. What? Oh, just on that thing?
Just on that thing?
Xbox One.
I had it on, well, because it came out on PS3, so I had it on my PS3. Mm. But when I got my PS4, I just didn't port it over because I was like, eh.
Shout out to backwards compatibility.
You know.
Nah, we're about moving forward.
We're about moving forward.
Yeah, we ain't looking back.
You ain't playing an old ass game, nigga. What the fuck am I doing with an old ass game on my new system?
Right, about the future.
I ain't spending money for that.
I bet Ken still got a cassette play in that truck, though.
No, but I do have a vinyl player in the garage. I do have an 8-track, too.
Wow.
In there, too. Yeah. Yeah, and I got some 8-track cassette. So,
oh man,
so, yeah. Oh, that's vintage.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yep. I have two old school. You know, and B, I know you know what I'm talking about. The real big heavy shit.
Yes,
like, you got to lift
this
weights.
This shit be feeling like it's 50 pounds.
Yes,
dude, to
yes.
Pick up.
Shit, put your back out.
Yes, it will.
Not the little frisbees that they make now.
Nope.
The real heavy duty shit.
Yep.
Yeah, I got one of those. So, but yeah. I don't even know what that is. Nah. Mm-mm. That's one of those Morehouse jokes. anyway, so that's going to do it for that. So we're going to move on to the news and updates. So Apple had their announcement yesterday. Thank you for hitting me up on Twitter, B, because I almost missed it. I was doing some stuff at work anyway, so... and I know they were just announcing the streaming service, but then they announced Apple Arcade, which we talked about this a while ago, and about how people play games on their phone and how it's a really big thing for them. So it made sense for them to actually move in this direction because when you look around, what are people doing? Heads in their phone, Candy Crush. What's another popular game? Candy Crush was one that was out that people were playing a lot.
Angry Birds.
Words with Friends.
Yeah, Words
Angry Birds.
Temple Run.
Yeah. All these games. Mario was even on there once that people were playing.
Yep.
Mega Man got a game on there. Streets of Rage is on there. Like, all of these games are on there. So it kind of made sense for them to enter into this field. I do find it interesting that Google made their announcement first. I don't know if they caught wind of this and decided to jump the gun with Stadia, but the timing I found was interesting. And companies do that. I listen to a podcast called Business Wars Daily, so they be talking about how the little shit that they be doing. But I like it, man. 100 games. We don't know how much it's going to cost, but I think they said they're going to have 100 games. There was a developer that worked on, it was a very, very popular game. What was that game? Shit. I'm on bad. Fuck. I have to look it up because it's going to bother me if I don't remember. But anyway, what do you guys think about what they put out?
I think that it's kind of interesting to see how you have people that really consider themselves to be gamers. And I think I was reading that the average gamer, person who calls himself a gamer, is about 32, has probably been gaming for most of their life since childhood. And so I feel like those are the people that really consider themselves to be gamers. But in these, you know, past however many years, since everybody's on their phone and there have been more and more games coming out on phones, and you see so many people that don't necessarily consider themselves to be gamers who put, you know, hundreds of hours into something like Candy Crush. I think it's interesting to see how gaming becomes more accessible to other audiences or other people. But I also think that, you know, people talk about, for example, Stadia changing the game or Apple Arcade changing the game. And I think that the gamers who have been gaming for a long time and do mostly console gaming are not going anywhere, but you're going to get more and more people, you know, more and more kids, for example, that don't have that same attachment, who grew up playing phone games, that maybe get more and more into that, or that grows as time goes on. It's just kind of an interesting, like, cultural shift to see, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I don't have any Apple products, but Apple Arcade doesn't make me want to get one, I guess, to make sense, but or to make a full statement. I do think it was interesting how they responded to the questions that people had about Google Stadia. Mm-hmm. Because with Google, when you mention Google, it's always something about security and privacy, because mm-hmm. it's always like selling your data type of shit. It's like, we're going to keep your data safe. You can play it offline. And, you know, we got hundreds of exclusives. Now, the thing that makes me still favor, I don't know if I can favor Stadia right now, favor the potential of Stadia, is that it has multi-platform games like Assassin's Creed and Doom and shit like that. But I don't think Apple Arcade is, like Tyler said, trying to be a console killer in any way.
Right.
But, you know, just make some money off the folks who already have a phone. And, you know, nothing's wrong with that.
Yeah, and those loyal Apple users, too. Like, they really pitching it towards them. Because you make a good point. I think, unlike Google, I think they're not trying to, like, kill the consoles or trying to take it out. They're just trying to just be like, look, we're just going to give our users, our dedicated, loyal Apple users, MacBook users, or whatever, a product that they can, you know, they can play games on if they're casual gamers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they don't care about having the Nintendo Switches and the PlayStation 4s and Xbox, hey, look, I got my phone. I'm loyal to my phone. People, they buy these phones before they buy a MacBook quick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're looking at this as like, let's get our loyal phone customers.
Yeah, it's just Apple doing what Apple does. They know how to, you know, use their power or their influence to their advantage. So they're like, okay, well, this is a market we haven't tapped into yet. We got this huge fan base mm-hmm. who we know is going to follow whatever we mm-hmm. do. So now let's do this little, you know, gaming division that's really, like you said, it's not even competing with the quote-unquote real game companies, because they're keeping everything sort of in-house, all the developers. And they got some serious developers,
they
too.
Do.
So I found that very interesting, is that so many developers are on board, and they'll be able to just kind of make these probably – these niche games or these kind of games that really they know might not be big sellers, but are just some fun creative games that they can just get their creative juices out, and Apple's letting them do that. So that's why I think these developers are interested in working with Apple Arcade, which is cool. I don't have any Mac products other than my computer, which is a Mac Mini, but I don't see myself getting Apple Arcade for any games. I mean, I don't know. I'll check it out and see what kind of games they have, but I wasn't really excited. Like, oh my God, I gotta go get this. But mm-hmm. I think it's interesting, and I know it's gonna sell. They're gonna find a way to market it just right, so the people who, you know, the kids who have iPads, or, you know, teenagers or whatever it is, who like just casually play stuff on their phone, you know, they'll make some games that'll be able to kind of like, you know, like complement them and what they, you know, and fit them. But I want to know how far they're going to take it. Like, how deep are these games going to be? Are there going to be some immersive games? Is it going to be some high action-packed games? Or is it going to be like the stuff they showed us, where it was kind of like some platformer, you know, puzzle-type things that they were showing us? Or are they going to really get deep into it? So
yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at some of the developers right now, and they have Skybound, who did The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. Telltale Games. We got Konami, Platinum Games, which made Bayonetta, Sega, Disney, Lego.
So they got some really great developers. So I think they're gonna, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. And then the price, how much they're going to charge for it.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Yeah,
is how much it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they haven't figured that out yet. But the guy I was talking about earlier was Ryan Payton, and apparently he worked on Metal Gear 4. And then he left them to work to create a mobile game or create a mobile gaming company called Republic. And they created games for, you know, for the actual mobile devices or iPhones, actually. So he's in that space. And just listening, he was on a podcast I was listening to, and developers like him are really interested in, you know, like the mobile gaming market. And, you know, like you said, Eric, it's not about acquiring new customers or trying to get people to buy phones. Apple is in a full pivot to services because their devices are not selling. So they've hit, you know, mass market now. So now it's all about taking advantage of what people are doing with the phones and making money that way. And they already have 1 billion customers. So, you know, it's easy. Like, they're right there. So they don't have to do anything extra but just say, here.
So, you know. Question, are you going to get it? You're the Apple man with the iPad, iPhone, MacBook, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. Depend on the price. Depend on the price.
20, would you get it?
It's monthly, 20, right?
A month.
That's a little steep.
That would be, because I'm not paying that much for Netflix.
Yeah. You have to be, like, no more
gotta
than
be 10.
$10.
Gotta be 10.
Be like 10 bucks a month.
Yeah, because I'm paying $14.99 for Apple Music. I pay 10 for their iCloud storage. So my price range is right around that $10.
Would you do a family plan for 20? Like if your kids have iPhones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. We all Apple.
Okay.
Yeah, so they would have, and I would get it for them because that's all they do. You know, my son is a gamer in training. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so both of them actually. So I would definitely get it for them and give them something to play, you know, and a little less for me. So I would get the family plan. Yeah. So, and I think a lot of parents would do that.
Yeah.
So we'll have a topic about games or gaming as a streaming or gaming as a service later on. So let's jump to the Switch, man. So, Mr. 1,000 Hours, they building a...
Can't catch him without it.
Nah.
All day.
But two more.
I was interested.
What do you think about this?
I didn't even know about this until I heard about the notes, but I'm actually looking forward to them. If they are going to come out with a Pro Switch, I'm looking forward to it because I think, even though I love the Switch, I think the hardware of it could use some improvements, and if they make the improvements that I hope they make on it, I would go out and buy another one. Like, of course,
really?
If they have a graphical update, a space update, give you more built-in memory. But what I want out of a Switch more than anything, especially in the dock, an Ethernet port.
I was like, if you don't say Ethernet port.
If you give me that shit, I am buying that Pro Switch just because of that shit. Because that's the only thing that this Switch does not have that I wish that they had on launch is a fucking Ethernet port. So if you give me that and some more space built in, and, you know, it's going to look probably a little differently. But other than that, like, because there's really nothing else. Oh, and also, if it's a Pro, I guess have it come with a Pro controller, maybe come with some kind of bundle, but also fix the issues that they have with the left Joy-Cons. If you heard about that, they have those, like, the drift. So come up with a new Joy-Con that doesn't have that, because I've actually had an issue with that and I had to get one replaced, and I think a lot of people have. Well, I've heard about Switches, and it's just the left Joy-Con. So if they fix those issues, those technical issues, give me an Ethernet port, I'm down for a Pro Switch, as long as it's priced reasonably. If it's priced crazy high, then I won't get it. But if they price it reasonably and they give me what I want out of it and they come up with some good titles to go along with it, just, you know, to, you know, make it all nice and pretty, I'm with it. All
right, so currently the Switch is still $300. Mm-hmm. Let's say the Pro one is $350. Would you get it?
If they give me an Ethernet port and a little bit of a graphical update, yeah, I cop it for $350.
Do you feel like the games are ugly?
What? Do you games feel like on the Switch are ugly?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. No, I don't think they're ugly. I think the games look great on the Switch, but I do think that they have the technology to kind of give, if they're going to make it a, just like PS4 Pro and Xbox, you know, One S or whatever, where they can give you 4K, like they can bump it up on the Switch. If it's a pro level Switch, they should be able to, you got to bump it up at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, it's just a given. You got to give them some reason to want to go and buy, you know, if we have Switches, to want to buy this extra console. And for me, like, if they have some great a great first party title to go along with it, you know, I don't know when they're planning on dropping this, but let's say, you know, they finish Metroid, the new Metroid, and they say, okay, with the new PS4.
Summer. They're planning for a summer release.
Then they're not going to be done. That's going to be done then. But, yeah, so it just depends on what it looks, because Nintendo, one thing I love about Nintendo is they know how to, you know, bring that ingenuity. So they've probably been listening to their customer base, like, yo, we've been complaining about this, and this. Because this is the first time that I think that they really went out and said, we're going to make, outside of their regular handhelds, they're going to go make a main console, like, another version.
It is.
You know, they've done it for the DSs and whatnot, but this is the first time they've done it for Switch. I think it's because the Switch is a handheld console, too. It's familiar territory for them, but even though it's their main, quote-unquote, console as well, I'm down for it. I'm really just looking forward to, as long as they give me those things, they got to have an Ethernet port. If they don't put an Ethernet port on that shit, that is the stupidest thing that I would have said they could have done, because, like, everybody wants one of them shits because we're tired of playing online with Wi-Fi and the little port, the little adapter shit. That shit doesn't really work half the time. We need a direct-to-Ethernet port for the Switch, and give me the other stuff, and I'll be good. So, what you think?
Yeah, I think it would be cool. Like, the graphics will be upgraded, obviously, right? If it's a pro thing, I don't expect, and they've already confirmed, or at least the rumors have confirmed, that it won't be a PS4 Pro or Xbox One X level of graphics, and I don't ever really
expect that from Nintendo.
It's a handheld console, but with the graphical improvements, there's going to be a bigger battery required. How long will that battery possibly last, or how heavy will that make the Switch to, like, hinder its portability?
I don't necessarily think they're going to need, like, a super huge battery. I mean, then they might not bump up the graphics that crazy. It might not be something that's super mega noticeable. They might just give you better frame data. They might just give you,
that'd be cool,
you know, something like that. They might find some way to compromise it to where you still feel like you're playing a Switch, you know, and it still feels comfortable to play that system. So I guess we'll just have to see what they do. But, yeah, if they give me everything that I want, I'll shell out $350 for another one if they give me all those things, because that's my main gripe with the Switch, is they don't have those components that should have been from the jump in the game system.
If I can sell my current Switch for, like, $200, you know, not giving it to GameStop, because, you know, I want more than, like, $4, I would probably get one. It would have to show me a whole lot. It would have to show me shit that I wasn't expecting it to show me, like, more than graphics, battery life,
and I'm pretty
Ethernet
sure
port.
Also, I'm pretty sure they're going to have, like, because the Switch, you can't really get onto the internet. So I'm probably sure they're going to have internet browsing. They're going to have probably all these things that the Switch doesn't have, that the Wii U probably had, or, the, you know, whatever. They're probably going to integrate it into this Pro Switch. So everything that pretty much everybody was complaining about not being on the Switch, they're probably going to give us. They should give us.
You know what they do need? And this is just a software fucking update. Mm-hmm. They need online services that work, where I can talk to somebody without having to pull up my goddamn phone.
And they might have something where you can plug in directly and chat directly. They might, like I said, that's probably why they're doing this, because a lot of things are being said, oh, I wish the Switch did this, I wish the Switch did that. And they realize, okay, now our really big titles are out, Smash is out, we got Mario out, we got Zelda out. You know, we need to kind of do something to keep that excitement about our console, because other than, what, Metroid, I don't think they really got anything in the pipeline that's, like, going to be super, super major that I can think of on top of my head. They probably do. I just can't think. But if they come out with a new console and they give us everything that we should have gotten the Switch, and it's priced reasonably, and it looks cool, that's just going to give it another lifespan, like, off top of
the head. It seems rather ambitious, though. Two consoles. I know they are selling a lot of units. Mm-hmm. Switch is the new hotness, like, everybody want one. It's for adults and it can be for kids, right? Talking about a brand that's been around for years, well established. It seems very aggressive for them to put out two new devices, you know, at the same time, targeted to two different bases. And I just don't know about this move. Like, who is going back to what Eric said, like, what are you really going to put in it that's going to cause a person to shell out another $350 or $400? Is an Ethernet port that?
To some people, to me, it's important because I play online a lot. So to me, an Ethernet port is
worth $400.
It's not worth. Well, I'm not saying okay, just the Ethernet port. Okay, you don't buy $400. It's got to be some other stuff, of course, into the system.
Well, I know, but yeah. The main thing would be the Ethernet.
Yeah, that's
port,
the number
right?
one on the list for me that they have to have on this console.
And then you'll find other.
And then I'll check that box off, and I'll be okay. Well, we need this, this, this. But if that's not on that list at all, then it's not worth it at all. That's just me.
To be fair to Nintendo. I would say, I think it was like 3 years after the Xbox One release, we had Xbox One S, Xbox One X.
And about, Nintendo's done this before, like I said, with their handhelds. Yeah. They've done the DS, the DS Lite, the 3DS. You know, all like they've done iterations of their handhelds.
Yeah, no, they had
the Game Boy,
models.
The Game Boy Pocket, the Game Boy Color. Like, it's like, so it's not new territory for them, just in their major console market, not their handheld. So I think I'm gonna trust Nintendo.
It's like
they're
being greedy.
And with the PS4, I mean, or with Sony, they dropped the Slim and the Pro in the same year too, maybe like a month apart. So I think Nintendo is kind of
just
following
that
a trend.
Wave. But like I said, the difference between Xbox and PlayStation, they're generally just the same console, just with more space or you know a little bit. These are like physical things that I want to see changed on the Switch that need to be implemented onto there. So. If they do that, if they just give us the same old Switch with more, like with just extra space or extra graphics, then it's not worth it. But if they give us like the online's fixed, and they give us Ethernet port, and they give us you know a great first party title to go along with it, you know bundled together, something like that, just really put a presentation into it, which I know Nintendo's gonna do because Nintendo doesn't slack when it comes to you know unveiling something new. They really put you know their best foot forward. Or they try to. Every time, so I'm just gonna wait and see what they do. But I'm interested.
What y'all
I'm
think? Interested.
Maybe they're trying to compete with Soulja Boy's new handheld console.
He got shook.
You know he got a movie out, right? You know,
wait, see, what?
He does? About what?
About when he.
Blah. Big Draco made Reggie quit.
Soulja Boy
and
the movie.
He got Nintendo shook.
Yeah, What's the, is this to keep up with PS? And
well, you don't
Xbox?
Have one.
You don't have one until Turok come out, right?
Yeah, I remember Turok.
Man, Turok dropped
me on the shirt.
I knew it was coming.
Do you
it
have
was
a
coming.
Switch, Tyler?
No, I don't. I've thought about getting one for specifically for Tetris 99, okay. But I don't have one. And that's really the only thing that's made me want one.
Me
thus
is
far.
For Zelda. If I get one, it'd be strictly for Zelda. So. And Turok, yes, because they make they making it's coming out on Switch. It's a new one coming out on Switch. So sue me, okay?
So new Turok
and Zelda.
What'd you say, Tetris?
Tetris 99,
and then we have two new devices for you guys to pick choose from. So
yeah, because I've been thinking about getting one. So I'm like, well, now they got that. They had this Pro. Yeah, now everybody had this Pro. I might as well just get the Pro. Yeah, if I cop it.
Because I almost bought another one for my youngest because they're always fighting over it. And I'm glad I waited. I didn't know they were coming out. I just heard the rumors like a week or so ago when it started leaking. But the news started leaking. I think the first thing just from a business standpoint, I guess because Switch, they're so hot right now. And I'm pretty sure they just didn't overnight just decide, hey, we're just going to put out a new system.
Right.
Like, maybe they have been working on this for a while. And now seems like the right time to strike. I just think they're so hot right now, I guess. You know, it's like, might as well.
That's a good idea. I think it's a good idea, though. As long as they do, like, my checklist, it had to be Ethernet port, internet browser, with better online capability, graphical update, more space built into it, built-in memory.
What do you mean built-in?
Like the built-in memory that the Switch gives you, give you more memory. Just give you, like, you know, I don't know what, I think it's like, what, 32? Built into the Switch.
Do they use an SD chip? Or?
Right. Well, you can get one for extra storage space.
Do you not have one?
Yeah, I have an SD chip. Okay. But I'm saying like built-in memory. Why don't you just give me more built-in memory?
Right. No,
like, I mean, I'm going to buy an SD card still, but like give me 64.
Internal,
give me 120.
Internal storage.
Why not? Because that's what made me want, especially because they have this online eShop where you can buy all these games online. And, you know, like if y'all have all that built-in memory, that's going to make me want to go and buy more stuff with the eShop because I ain't got to worry about space or having to go buy a SD card. I could just say, okay, I got a lot of space built in. Let me get this game, and it's all on my Switch, and it's easy. So if they do that, I'm in the market. I'll cop one.
Do they have cloud storage?
Yes. Yes.
They do?
Okay. If you have Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah, if you service. Have the online, you can do a cloud
what
storage.
You said isn't good.
It's not great, no.
It's not, but it's there. So if they improve on that, if they improve on the things that aren't that great or they just need to be worked on and they put it all in this new system, I think it'll be worth the – if they do 350, 350 is okay. 400, nah. 350 is a good sweet spot.
And supposedly Nintendo wants everybody in the household to have a Switch, so you and your kids like – or your kids fighting over it, I guess is kind of their plan. Like, that's what they're counting on. So yeah. It's like, yo, get this DS Lite. It's only, you know, it'd probably be like 200, maybe.
Yeah, it's good for them, not for me.
Of course. That's the way corporations work, man. Exactly. You know how the business go.
What's that mean? The boxing meme?
I was going to say, it occurred to me in the course of this conversation, you asking me this, that I haven't actually owned a handheld system since my original Game Boy. Like, I'm just not a handheld, like, gaming person for some reason.
Me either, though. I haven't had, this is the first quote-unquote handheld I've had since a Game Boy as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I had Game Boy and Game Gear. That was the only two, but after that.
Game Gear.
Game Gear, that shit? Game Gear, yeah, shit, y'all. That's my shit.
Got all the batteries.
Wide-ass rectangle and shit. Hell yeah. Hell
yeah. All the batteries in
this house. I know, right? Yeah. I need 17 AA batteries.
So, wait, so I'm kind of curious then, like, since you're kind of in the same boat that I am, what about the Switch made you want to get one after all these years of handheld systems you didn't get?
Well, because it was the newest Nintendo console. And honestly, when they first said, oh, you can take it on the go, I was like, I guess. Cause I'm more of like I like to play my games at home. But then when I experienced like taking it when I would travel for work and I would just have it and it looked better than any three. Cause 3DS games are like, you know, they're graphically limited. These games look amazing handheld. I was like, okay, now I'm sold. And that's what it was. But initially I really didn't care for that whole. I thought it was a cool idea, but it wasn't the selling point for me. It was just I wanted the new Nintendo console with the new game that they were announcing. But yes, it really is. It really does make a difference when you can just take it on the go and you can just keep that same look and feel, and it just plays just as good as playing it at home. So,
interesting. And that's actually a selling point for me because, like, when I, for example, go back to Detroit for the holidays, I take my Xbox with me and I have to, like, wrap it up in something.
You don't have to do that. I got to throw it. I just pick it up unless I want to take my dock with me, but I can just pick it up, grab my charging cord, and I'm good. That's it. Two pieces. And
they really want to make money. Put Division on that bitch. Have Beezy everywhere.
Division 3.
Beezy's like, Nintendo I'm too far from my controller exclusive. Right now.
Oh, I got to get it now.
Crazy.
That's what
all right. The other news that dropped was Sony's State of Play.
State of Play.
They're
knockoff Nintendo Direct.
He asked us to watch this.
Out on that.
I didn't watch it.
It was pretty bad.
Full disclaimer.
Yeah.
And we the PlayStation.
Tell me about
we the PlayStation nigga saying that it wouldn't.
Right.
It wasn't.
I was working.
Yeah, you ain't missed much. You ain't missed much. Trust me.
Podcast. You didn't miss nothing at all.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, half of it was VR announcements, which I do not care for the PlayStation VR. I don't know why.
I saw that trend in the PS VR.
I do not know why they're still trying to push this shit. Because they're
trying.
Really, like,
they
still I do
trying.
Not. Nobody wants this PlayStation VR thing. Like, nobody.
It's 3D TVs all over again.
Exactly. It's like.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'm like, why are you still trying to push games for this? Nobody. Like, Five Nights at Freddy's VR. Like, nobody gives a shit. Like. Or it was this one game that could have been a really great console game.
Blood and Truth game?
Blood and Truth. It probably would have been really good on a console, but like now because it's VR, I'm like, I ain't going to get that shit. And I'm like, you know, the only thing that they really said, which were the last two games of the whole thing, they made you watch all that bullshit first, was Days Gone and then the new Mortal Kombat trailer, which is two games we already know about.
The old school, new school, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I liked the Mortal Kombat trailer. Yeah. They showed Jax. Liu Kang and Kung Lao, which we already know who are going to be in the game, but we get to see what they look like officially now, and they've got some dialogue, some clips of like their moves and their fatalities, which is cool. Yeah. And then Days Gone, which I'm going to get on launch too. They just showed some more gameplay of that, which looks fun, which looks dope. So
it's coming out around the same time as email.
It's 3 days. It's 3 days apart.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, they fucked me over with that shit. So now I got a double duty with both those games. But other than that, that State of Play thing was like it was. I'm glad they didn't do that as like an E3 showcase.
Ooh,
they
would have been
shadowed.
Exactly. Horrible.
They would have
they
got
were smart.
Shadowed.
Is this like their first time doing this?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're planning on doing more, apparently. All right,
so, you know, I mean, it's the first one.
If it's your first one, first impressions matter, Ken, right? So if like, and this is coming from PlayStation.
Not if they get the second one right. Even make
what? What? No, 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 no. Like,
I'm not
like,
saying anything.
Conferences start off, but you know, conferences kind of start off small, man. Then it gets, you know, big. We thought A3C started out, you know, real small.
This ain't A3C. This is PlayStation, saying. Fam. Like, they had all this time, because I know they've been working on this.
It was a beta.
They decided to push their.
It was an alpha, goddamn.
Yo. But they just decided to push the PlayStation VR like it was the greatest thing. And I'm like, no, stop telling me about all these VR games. And
so then that was the main thing that they were pushing? Yeah, just that?
And then if it was a regular game, oh, but you can also get it on VR too. Like they just slide that shit in on every game except for Mortal Kombat and Days Gone. I swear if they would have said Mortal Kombat VR would have slapped. Ooh.
You say Freddy
Krueger. Mortal Kombat now is on VR. I'm like, fuck, no, nigga. Don't
so Freddy Krueger?
No, Five Nights at Freddy's. It was this PC game. It's a scary PC game. This came out years ago by this like indie developer, and he made this game where you're pretty much sitting in this room, and you're like this security guard, and you're in this like place called, it's like a fake ass Chuck E. Cheese, you know, little animatronics and shit, but they actually come alive at night and they try to haunt you and kill you.
Like the Night Museum? What was that movie?
Something like that, yeah. But it's like, but it's actually a legitimately scary game. It does freak you out when you play that shit. But it's been like, I don't know, they did what, how many, four of those things?
Like
so far?
Five.
Four or
least.
Five. So now they're coming up with a brand new one that's, I guess, just for PlayStation VR, which it'll probably be scary, but like, I don't care. Like, you know, I played the first 3-5 Nights at Freddy's and I was like, okay.
Did you?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I did it for my gaming channel. Because it made good gaming content.
Yeah, that's true.
But then after the third one, I was like, man, fuck this game. I'm done. Because like, it's pretty much the same thing over and over again. You're just sitting in a different room and you get to see some slightly different, like, animatronics, but it's the same. It's the same general game over and over.
Well, damn. Anybody else have any thoughts?
It wasn't good.
Yeah, it was a waste.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
A hit. Another hit to Sony.
Not really. We co-signed. We the first. We brought it to the table. See, we're able to admit our faults at Sony. We know when we fucking up, when they fucked
they
up.
They was on some BS.
They was on that bullshit.
Yeah.
They need to go ahead and kill that VR shit. Like, they ain't, but they should. So
they'll get better.
It's
they'll
all
get better.
A part of, like, the gradual transformation to all of y'all, like.
No, Tyler, no. It's not going to happen. We just saying VR is whack. That's all we saying.
That's all.
That's it. The bug stops there. Everything else is good.
The first day I was on here, you said something about how you all were going to convert me to, like, PlayStation. So I've just been, like, kind of waiting for little moments like that to just, you know.
Few and far perhaps between. They're gonna be few and far between. I'm just saying. You get one every week. You get one every week. We get one every like 2-4 months. So. Take this. You can have this. You can have this W real quick. You know, Xbox gonna fuck up something next week.
You mean like the blacks?
The blacks on game.
Oh yeah.
Why that every week with these niggas.
Yeah. Why don't we have that in the notes?
I forgot all about that shit. Yeah.
The coons at Xbox.
Our blacks are. I'm like,
segue to it. Oh my God.
Talk about that shit.
See, that's what I get for talking
see?
Shit.
Yeah.
What did you get?
I didn't say shit.
That's even.
I
was like, yep.
Oh my God. So, for those of you all that didn't see it, basically, there was a bit of a brouhaha, if there were, about Xbox sending out this tweet, like, you know, our blacks at Xbox community or something. And everybody was like,
what?
And so, apparently, black people at Xbox actually came up with the name, but. Right, and then, but yeah, there was definitely a lot of backlash about that. It was like, you might as well just say darkies at Xbox and go home.
Exactly.
We need to holler at them, brothers.
That shit came they ain't real damn Stevens.
Right. Xbox.
It's like Trump being like, you know, my African-American over there. Like, that's how that
sounds.
Yeah,
it's
and then
did.
With the control, I don't know.
Look at our African-American community at Xbox.
Like, come on. No, wait. Did I see the controller?
Yeah, you got to see the controller. No, it's. Yeah, okay, basically it's an Xbox controller and then there's two fists going like this.
Yeah, it's the most
like
black
African.
It's the most
like,
black shit that they could think of to show that there's a black community. I'm like, bruh,
like black,
calm
red,
it down.
Stripes.
As he's showing him the controller.
I'm like,
the nigga's pounding. Oh,
I'm
man.
Like,
oh, like, that's so bad.
I'm like,
man.
Come on.
To be
now.
Real though, the blacks probably drew that.
They probably did. Like she just said it was the blacks idea.
Yeah, because it's like, it's dope if you just saw it somewhere, you know? But it's just like, it's too much. It's too much at once.
They got a little like, different shades going on and stuff.
Oh, my God.
And somebody said on Twitter, like, why are all the black people doing manual labor in this picture? Like, exactly. Is that how they play video games?
Yes, they do.
I'm like, they can't be just, like, playing the game or chilling. They got to be able to climb ladders and lifting shit and walk. I'm like, nigga, we building a house. We playing games.
That's what the blacks at Xbox do.
I'm saying, right? I'm like, yo, like, y'all wild. Like, y'all need to take that down real quick. Like, rethink yourselves and fire them niggas, for real.
Just put some cotton fields in the corner.
Diversity. They're trying to be diverse over there. They can't fire the blacks for trying to do black.
Can't fire our blacks.
Nah, they
need
them. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, epic fail. So let's jump into the topic, man. So we discussed it a little bit earlier about games as a service. And we've seen two pushes into it so far from outsiders, if that's what y'all want to call them.
Sure.
Google and Apple. So what do you guys think? Like, is this the future?
I feel like it's early to tell, man. I know you, like, you're like, you know, Stadia is going to be a failure. And it, like, I don't know, man. I can't say it's going to be a failure, but I wouldn't be surprised if it just totally fucking flopped. You know? It's like,
I think what's going to happen is, I don't think, first of all, I don't think Apple Arcade or Google Stadia is going to stop any momentum from any of the other game companies. Like, I don't think it's so at all. What they have to do is prove themselves first. Now, Apple's not really
I don't think Apple has to prove
themselves. Apple's not even in that boat because they already got their stuff locked loaded. Right. They know what they're doing.
Right.
Google does because they're up here saying, yo, we're gonna like, make
sure. Console killer.
We're the console killer. So they're pretty much making a statement saying, yo, like, we're here to take over and change things. So, but I don't think that Google Stadia is going to, like, their first year, or this year if they drop this year, is going to just come out and blow everything out the water and do everything right. There's going to be some issues. There's going to be some problems. Something's going to happen because Google just – they're notorious for just fucking something up at some point. So –
Are they?
I mean –
because I hear their narrative a lot.
Google,
they fucked up with Google Plus.
Google Plus – When they bought out YouTube, they changed a lot of shit with YouTube.
True.
They fucked up YouTube. Like, when Google just implements themselves into things, I think it's – well, initially when they try to do something and they always miss the mark initially, eventually they kind of come around. But I think in this instance, they don't have that luxury because you're coming into the gaming industry, one. Two, you're saying that you're going to kill consoles. You're already proclaiming that you got the best shit out. Like, this is about to change everything. So – all these eyes are on you. People are going to be wondering, okay, are you going to live up to your word? Is everything that you said this thing's going to be able to do going to be able to be done? And is it going to be something that make the consumer want to leave their Xbox, leave their PlayStation, leave their Switch, and just have a Stadia and be done with it? They have to pretty much accomplish that. I'll give them a full calendar year. If they can accomplish that in their first year of just making people believe that they are here to stay, then maybe we can have the conversation that this is the new way that game is going to go. But if that first year and they flop or they just don't live up to their expectations, then they got to go back to the drawing board. I think that's going to make other people wary of this whole streaming thing, and it's going to make people kind of like focus more on just saying, yeah, I'm just going to stick with my console because it's tried and true. I don't know. We just got to see what they do. We won't know until it drops and we see what happens. But
what you think, B?
Is it the future? Yeah, it's like a wait and see thing. I'm not going to jump on the quick bandwagon. You know the what's that Google? What's it called? Stadia. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon just yet. I'm gonna still hold and see, because I'm not going to be like, oh man, this is it. I'm done playing PS4 or I'm done playing whatever. I don't think it's going to make people stop playing Xbox. It's going to make people stop playing a Switch or anything like that. But it's just like one of those wait and see type of deals. Like, I just want to see how the game's going to look.
Yep.
How smooth it's going to play. Like, you know, it might be some bugs.
Because we do have to play with our own hands to really know.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I want to see how smooth it's going to play. Make sure they get any kinks and bugs out. Because, you know, usually that's what I'm saying. You have to wait. Because the first, like, 4 to 5 months, it's kind of like trial and error.
Yeah,
you know
they got to figure out. That's exactly what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Give them a full year to figure it out.
And then once they get everything, if they get good games on board, like games that we are like already a fan of and stuff.
They already got Doom Eternal, which I was going to buy anyway.
Right.
But like, if Doom Eternal runs as good as they say it's going to run on Stadia,
right,
I'll try it out on Stadia and see if it lives up to that. And if not, I can always buy it on my console. But, you know, it's interesting like that. If they can get games of that magnitude and more of those and they run the way that they're supposed to run. Right. Like if I can get a game to run at 4K, 60 frames a second, and it's smooth as butter.
Right.
That's okay.
You're on the right track.
You can do that 8K that you're talking about that's going to eventually come out at some point, and then you can do that shit smooth as butter. Hey.
Because, I mean, from the looks of it, it looks like it's very convenient. Like it's, just, yeah. it's super convenient. Mm-hmm. To get into play. So I think that they can be winning in that category right there just for convenience. Like I don't gotta worry about picking up and lifting up a heavy console, taking it somewhere. It's just like you just it's so much easier to play. So but I'm gonna still wait and see because they gotta get the bugs and the kinks out first. I'm gonna wait these first like 6 months and see how much
they're gonna try to tax us for that shit.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm really
pricing gotta be good too.
I wanna see that price. Yo, but if you get Google Fiber.
Right.
But what if we can't get Google Fiber? Well, you should have a look.
Right.
That's
right.
Pretty much it. Cause like, I know they're gonna just bring Google Fiber into this.
You know they will.
They're gonna find
some way
to bring that shit into.
You know
the
they
mix.
Will. They're gonna add a way to discount the price or something if you have Google Fiber. Yep. They're gonna find a way.
I think the thing that excites me the most about it is the cross-play functionality because I think they were kind of promoting that you know, Switch and Microsoft, like Nintendo or whatever, they're all about the crossplay right now. So if it's bringing more gamers to play games with me on my consoles, I think that's pretty dope too, even if I don't use the service myself.
But you know what I was thinking about that? It was like, okay, they were saying that the crossplay, which is great, but if they're going to have such a superior, I guess, operating system, like let's say I'm playing online with my console and someone's playing and they got a crazy, you know, internet connection and they can max out the Stadia capabilities. Is it what they did say that it would hinge Stadia to Stadia, but would it hinge Stadia to console? Would it still be that you know that lag on one end and the other? Like that's what I'm wondering about.
I don't
think
so. Yeah. I mean, we play on different connections all the time, and people on PC can play with people on Xbox and Switch too.
Right, right. But I'm saying because the Stadia is doing such an extensively higher amount of you know of work than a standard console.
They say they got the hardware to back it up.
Can they make fluid crossplay no matter what you're playing, who you're playing against?
They
no
probably do, and they have a lot of money, and it's just Google's ability to execute in a field/industry that they have no experience is has always resulted in failure. And you know, they just do one thing well. Search.
Find shit.
Oh yeah, I think that's it. And
oh
Gmail.
My God.
Gmail.
Yeah,
they got Google Docs. That's it. Google Docs.
Yeah.
But that's it. They have a history of just not being able to see things through. The idea is great. And that's why I think this could potentially be the future. And I think it is. The ability to get away from consoles. Can you imagine what that world would look like to no longer have to buy a Xbox or a PS4 and to be able to just play it from maybe even your TV? That is the future. You know, and when you got 5G on the way, would you be able to handle damn near everything? They say whoever controls 5G is going to control the world. Because of all of his features, and everything is built on the back of that, or just on the back of internet. Period, man. I think this move is going to be the way to go, and I'm excited about it because you know these things take up a lot of space.
So you want it to be successful, like you're rooting for, but you don't expect it to be.
I don't believe in them, but I hope they do succeed because I think you can have guys or companies like Apple or Microsoft that can come behind them. That have a history of making these type of devices, even Sony, you know, can come in and say, okay, well, if this is the new wave, if this is what we need to do, then let's go ahead and do that. So
they will do it if it works.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, they will.
Yeah, if Stadia does take off, I'm pretty sure all the other companies are going to be like, okay, now we got to figure out our way in. You know, but I think it's going to be hard for companies like Microsoft and PlayStation and Nintendo to make that transition 100%. Because you have to pretty much stop your entire console, you know, market. Not stop it like on a screeching halt, but you have to pretty much start telling people, hey, Stop playing these.
Plan.
Yeah, stop playing these. They have to gradually tell people, hey, stop playing these consoles. We got to stop doing this because we're going to move into this. So they can't just, like, you know, immediately do it. So these consoles are going to be around for a while because, you know, there's too much money invested into these systems for them to just stop and say, okay, no, now we're doing streaming.
I think what you'll see is you'll see the next gen come out. Mm-hmm. And then while the next gen is coming out, while they're selling the next gen,
they're going
to
work on
right. R&D will be working on the next thing. They'll get a chance to see Google Stadia fail or succeed. And one way or the other, they'll be able to use that to figure out what they need to do to make theirs better.
Yep.
Yeah, basically Google Stadia is the guinea pig in this whole situation. Where they
Even Apple Arcade.
Yeah, and Apple Arcade too. Yeah,
they're in it too because you can play that on your phone, your tablet, and the IMAX.
Yep, that's true.
So it's on all of those devices. So so they're basically like a test as well, a field test as well.
Yeah, and I think if any other like outsider is going to come in, I'm expecting Amazon. But if we're talking...
Oh, yeah, Amazon's going to like shoot right into that shit.
Yeah, and they got...
Maybe. I think they're... Or they'll buy somebody. Like they bought Twitch. They'll probably do that.
Yeah,
they're probably just going to be like, okay, yeah, we got you. We're just going to snatch you up and do it that way. But if you look at the way things are going, and if you look at, like, again, these devices and everybody playing on these devices, if you look at PS Now, if you look at Gamefly, Gamefly is not a digital service, but if you look at GameStop and how people are buying less physical games and people are buying more stuff digitally, and playing games from the cloud, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. Even compared to the way that Blockbuster went out of business after Netflix came around, and like people didn't really expect that. Blockbuster certainly didn't see it coming, which is why they're out of business now. But yeah, I mean, I think that's a valid point. You know, only time will tell, and there's so many different, you know, innovations or things that have come along that have kind of come and go in the gaming industry and just, you know, in terms of technology as a whole. But I mean, yeah, if they do it right, it could absolutely, not immediately, but over time, you know, it could absolutely change the way that people ingest that media and, like, interact with that media.
Yeah, because, you know, if you just go into the Apple Store and look at the kids, and they got these controllers that they literally put on, basically like the Switch, they put them on the side of the things, and these kids are in there playing these things like it's nothing. You know, and they turn a tablet into a Switch. So then, you know, with Google, I think they have the Android. So eventually that'll be on, you know, those other things that they sell. So you'll have that filtering out into the world. So you'll have parents buying that as well. I don't think the Fire, the Amazon.
Fire Stick.
Not the Fire Stick. It's
the TV. Fire tablet.
Their little Fire tablet. Yeah, that thing will be
gone. Oh, yeah.
But you're absolutely right because – about the Fire Stick. The Fire Stick could be the next thing, too.
Yeah.
PC gaming is already a thing. So what if that becomes the norm? Everybody say PC, you know, they used to be the master race or still are. So what happened with that? So it's at some point, everything is going to be just either here or on your computer.
Yeah, basically, it's all going to be PC gaming at some point, if you think about it. Because once we phase out the consoles, well, what the consoles are going to get phased out. And then eventually every company who had a console is going to just have their online shops now, basically, in a streaming form. So PlayStation Store is going to be just PlayStation Store where you can, like, stream directly. eShop is going to be like that, Xbox Live. So it's pretty much they already have the infrastructure. It's just they're going to have to get rid of that physical part of it. Mm-hmm. And once they do that, they'll just – which will probably be easier on them because they don't got to worry about manufacturing costs and all that other stuff, physical disc, all that stuff. And it saves them a lot of money. They can just have the people develop the game, upload it to the server, boom.
Physical and mental, because you got to convert guys like you all and people that have the consoles that don't want to let go. Mm-hmm. Like, there's still people that continue to buy CDs,
right? Yeah.
Because they don't want to let it go, even though it's more efficient or better or easier. There's an ease of use in playing it digitally, but they don't want to let it go. So you're going to have some people that are holding on to that, but, you know, I think eventually it's going to be on TVs. You know, or it's going to be on like a set-top box with the Apple TV or the Roku.
Yeah,
it may even be on your damn TV.
They'll find a way. Yep.
Yeah, and you probably will also see a shift to how they sell games. So I think you'll see games turn into subscriptions themselves, And you can kind of see evidence of that with DLC. They extend the life of games with DLC content. So imagine if you're buying a game digitally, right? You don't ever have to buy another one. All they do is just revamp the game and sell you another version of it or updated version of it for $30 or $40 and no longer $60. So games themselves become a subscription service. And you probably could cut down on the development time because you already have all this, the code and stuff in place. So all you're doing is just tweaking and updating it to whatever the new, you know, standards are.
Yeah, games as a service. I mean, Rainbow Six Siege does it. No Man's Sky is doing it. As far as what gaming company is going to do it first, I think, no, I mean, as far as console makers go, I think Microsoft, they've already kind of been trying to do it. They're trying to put Xbox Live on everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just, you can already play a bunch of Xbox exclusives, I'm using air quotes, on your PC, you know? So, mm-hmm. And since they're Microsoft and not Sony or Nintendo, they have the hardware to the servers, the data centers, to be able to make this shit happen. So I think if not Amazon, then up next is Microsoft to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I agree. And what Microsoft, what they've done is they play with everybody, right? Apple is a walled garden, you know, but Microsoft is like, everybody come on in, mm-hmm. you know, and while their hardware sometimes is less stable, they have market penetration, you know.
They do fuck their customers.
Huh?
That was a joke.
So, oh, I think I just caught it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's right there. He's right
there. Time vibes.
Oh, that is true. I'm glad you took that shot instead of me.
Apple all day.
So anyway, but yeah, man, I, you guys let us know, man, what you guys think, if this is going to be the new thing, because, you know, it's going to be, well, I don't know how old y'all are, but, you know, but yeah, a lot has changed since I was a 20-year-old kid playing games to where they are now. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine, and you guys can only imagine how things are going to look when you guys are 20 years older.
Yeah.
They need to do that. I was just talking about that.
They ain't gonna do that shit.
You were just talking about that. What was that? Exactly. Saturday?
They not gonna do it.
Just buy Madden one time, and then just one day you wake up, Madden 19, Madden 20.
Season pass.
Yeah, exactly. Every season.
Y'all keep buying it. Update the roster. Y'all keep buying it for full price, so it's never gonna happen until y'all stop.
It just makes so much sense. Major
it
League.
Does, but Eric does have a point. People gonna still buy
still
Madden.
Buy it, yeah.
2K they gonna still buy it. If 2K20 come out, they gonna still buy it regardless.
They make most of their money off
but they still make
but
a good
still,
chunk.
But they still sell that $60 game that people go buy, too.
Yep.
But it just makes more sense. But we'll see. But, yeah, what is it, Apex Legends and Fortnite, they already got the blueprint. Season passes.
Give you the game for free, season passes.
That's it. Yep.
You got millions and millions of players.
Yep.
And it's one of those things, especially when you come out with a game like Apex, even though it had the connection to Titanfall and Titanfall 2, people didn't really have – there wasn't really the market for that in the sense of people had already been playing it and they already had a loyal fan base. So they put it out for free, and then they got 50 million people playing. It's like, oh, you like this? Well, here's something that you can pay for.
Yeah,
so, I mean, yeah, it definitely makes sense as a business model, especially when you're coming out with a game that isn't already, you know, well-known or doesn't already have a running franchise going on.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. So that's going to wrap up the topic. So we're going to jump into Guess My Game. Is that what we call it? Okay. Guess
Turn
My Game.
It this week. Do we ever do
Who up next?
Yes, yeah,
I did it. Granddad
I did it last
it.
Week.
All Eric right.
Gonna go?
Got a game?
Yeah, I just thought of one. It's all right. So you are – how much do I have to say?
One sentence.
You are a spy.
Wow.
Spy hunter.
Nigga, really?
Right.
Splinter Cell?
It is a game.
Golden Eye.
I'm sorry. I mean, okay. James Bond.
No.
Splinter Cell?
No.
Metal Gear?
No.
Siphon Filter?
Wait. No. Okay, let's ask
you
some
yes or no
questions.
Yes or no questions.
Okay, is this game less than 10 years old?
It is older than 10 years old.
What system?
Is that too much?
Is that too?
You have to rephrase that question with a yes or no question.
We learned.
Is it on this system? Oh. Like, yeah. Is it on PlayStation?
Yes.
Exclusively.
No.
Okay. So that's a clue. It's not exclusive, so that means it's within the generational of Xbox, PlayStation, and GameCube, I believe. Yeah.
He said Spy. He said older than 10 years. Too. He said it's older than 10 years.
It's older than 10 years, so it's got to be PS2. PS2, no. Xbox One, Xbox, right, original.
PS3 came out like in 2005, 2006.
Oh, you're right.
You want to ask more questions?
PS2? No,
PS3. PS2. I said PS3.
Yeah, PS3 came out. Yeah, you're right. Hold on. That's spy shit.
Damn it.
Spy games.
Well, is it a RPG?
No.
Does this game have more than one iteration? Like, does it have a 2 or a 3 or?
Yes.
Is it a single player only?
Yes.
Do you have stealth options?
No.
Is there stealth capabilities in this game? Can you like do stealthy shit? Or is it just like a shooting game?
I give up.
I'm not entirely sure, but I'm going to say no.
How you gonna be a spy with no stealth?
Yeah, I'm saying, right? I mean, you know, but some spies just be kicking the door.
Spy versus
right?
spy.
True.
Spying on killing these niggas right now. Hold on. I don't know. Ain't Bond. You said it wasn't Metal Gear. You said it wasn't Bond. You said it wasn't.
Stomp them boys and that girl.
Nigga, because you said you're a spy.
You're a spy. Like, you know how many.
Y'all can ask as many questions as y'all want.
Hold up. I'm trying to think of any other spy game that we ain't said yet. That's like got multiple iterations.
Nobody in the chat has it.
Is it on PlayStation 3?
It's been remastered. It is.
So PlayStation 2. Boom. He just told himself. So it's on PlayStation 2. Okay. It's been remastered. PlayStation 2. Spy game.
We named the most popular spy one.
It ain't popular. And he got with some like fucking dinosaurs and Cadillac shit.
Hey, bitch.
That's what it is.
Damn. I don't know.
Spy for the game. Record, this is stupid.
I'm frustrated. This game is stupid. I am. Because this is like, you know.
The clue
is stupid?
You're a spy.
It's like saying,
I can give y'all another clue.
You got a car.
Right.
I can give y'all another clue.
You have a gun.
I offered to give y'all another clue.
Those vague ass questions.
I offered to give y'all another clue.
Okay, what's the other clue?
You're not a human.
Sly Cooper?
No.
Damn. You ain't Sly Cooper? I don't know what the fuck. Wait, you're not a human. Shit. Secret Squirrel ain't have a goddamn game.
I know that shit.
Are you an actual living thing?
Yes.
Or is it, what I mean by that, are you like an actual living thing, or are you like, well, I guess aliens could be living things depending on who you ask. I was more so thinking like, are you
an animal?
It is something from Earth.
Are you a mythical creature?
No.
Okay.
What fucking animal is a spy that ain't Sly Cooper? A secret squirrel? Fuck.
Did I stump you? Did I win?
Oh, I didn't stand a chance anyway.
Yeah, I give up.
I don't want to give up because I think of something to myself, but I'm going to go ahead and give up. Fuck it. I can't think.
All right. Willie's giving up. Tyler?
Fuck. Well, I wasn't going to give up, but since everybody else is.
Well, shit, I don't want to give up because she might. Fuck.
Y'all go, wait, man. Y'all can figure this shit out.
We can figure it out. I just got to think. Because like, you so
just
vague.
Ask more questions.
I'm trying to think of a. He said no to all the goddamn games. Shit.
Ask
all
more
games.
Questions.
And he said it's not exclusive to PlayStation.
It's not exclusive to PlayStation. It's multiple iterations. It was remastered. It's a spy game, but it's an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, single player.
Single player, and it's over 10 years old. And it ain't none of them games we said.
Right.
You got it right in the chat?
I can't say.
I can't think of any.
I mean, I'm not going to look.
I can't think of any other animals that were spies that had, like, multiple games. Like, he said it's a living creature, and it's not a human. It's from Earth, but it's not a human.
That means it's an animal.
That means it's an animal that spies? What type of shit is this?
All right, I think.
Yeah, I give up.
Okay, so if I.
Fuck it.
All right, so the genre is platformer. Does that help at all? And yeah, somebody in the chat does have it.
No, I don't know.
So wait. It's a platforming game. But they're a spy.
Let him say it.
All right. It's Nigga. It's Gek, Senator Gecko.
Nigga.
Senator Gecko.
I never heard of
it. Gek?
No, like, what the
I'm trying to stomp y'all. I'm not going to give y'all the easy shit.
What the hell I played one Gek game. I don't even remember that shit.
Right. What the hell is that?
Gek.
Yeah.
No, nobody talks about Gek.
That's the point. Guess my game.
Yeah, you true. All right, you got it.
I just thought about that shit on the spot, too. That's so weird. I'm like.
You could have said, like, Geico commercial or something. I would have got it then.
That old nigga shit.
All right.
All right. Comments and questions. And then we out this piece.
All righty. First question is for BZ from Explicit 1990. Is that one of your partners in Division or no? I know he plays Apex a lot. That's what he plays. He got a question for BZ. If you could create your own style of game, what would it be? And why would you create such a game as that?
A style of game, like, do I just, I mean, it'd be like Horizon Zero Dawn. It'd probably be like that, like games like that, God of War, the new God of War. You know, yeah, like open world, RPG, got to level up. You get different, you know, you level your person up, different weapons, different type of armor or whatever like that. Yeah, like games like that, I guess. Division, where you can, you know, level up, get better stuff, get better gear, you know, whatever.
So like a mesh between Horizon and Division? Or are these two separate games you're describing?
I mean, I'm just kind of just...
Okay.
The type of game.
So, like, third-person open world.
Third-person open
game
world.
Where you can, like, level up, upgrade.
Don't even matter what type of enemies I'm fighting. But as long as I have, like, some type of weapons that I can improve at some point as I'm playing the game, I'm good. And they got it, because it has to be open world. And I have to have, it has to be, I would say the gameplay, like, to complete it, it has to be anywhere between 80 to 120 hours. I need to get a bang for my buck.
Yeah, that's bang. Yeah.
So, that's what I want.
Sounds like you want Persona.
No, hell no.
Oh, you know, you get to go everywhere. You get to upgrade your shit. It's 80 to 120 hours, you know, bang for your buck. You with the squad, like Division. They
ain't, he ain't walking down that road.
Yeah, it could be an option of I can have co-op or one player. It doesn't have to be only single player.
Okay.
I don't mind co-op. But I guess a game like that, I guess if that's the best way, I hope I described it or whatever.
Like, all right, so if any of y'all can think of, like, the type of game BZ's describing, maybe the perfect game that he just doesn't know about, but that he just described, let us know. On Reddit or something. Next question comes from Wasalu, but he does not look like Lupe. The question is simply, board games?
What about them?
Do y'all play them is what I assumed.
Like Monopoly?
Like board games. Y'all know what board games are.
I mean, yeah, back, not lately, but like back in the day, you know, Monopoly, Scrabble, you know.
Backgammon.
Sorry.
Backgammon was my game. Guess who was my shit, yo? I would lie like shit on that game.
Oh, hell no.
Does he look like, does he have red hair? Nah, nigga, nah.
That is fucked up.
I'm like, nah, nigga, he ain't got no hair. Nigga, bald.
Nigga still play with you after that?
Hell yeah, you know, these kids. Yeah, we like both, all lying. Man,
I was really competitive and I used to love Guess Who. Like, if I caught you doing that once, I probably would have just never spoken to you, honestly, let alone like.
Yo, not all the time. Like, every one out of five games, probably, you know. If it was going fucking little series.
You lose it too much.
Yeah, you know, you gotta lie sometimes, you know. Stretch the truth, you know.
Wow.
Ask really vague questions. And does he have a freckle on one side or two sides? Like, shit like that. But, Battleship was my shit, though.
I never got into Battleship.
I never got to play
the electronic Battleship. That regular Battleship was, like, it was, like, Guess Who, you could lie like shit, too. So, the electronic one was better because you couldn't lie. Like, if you put the thing in, like, it's going to hit them. You can't say F4, nah, nigga, and move your Battleship and lie. So, but, yeah, I used to play board games a lot when I was a kid. I just haven't played. Shoes and Ladders, too, was my shit.
They got Battleship.
Trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Battleship and iMessage gets real? What? Who you playing with?
You don't play iMessage games?
No, nigga.
No.
They got Battleship, they got Uno, they got checkers, chess.
Well, Uno is technically a card game, that's not a board game. So
you play chess and iMessage?
No, I'm just saying I play chess. Like, that's a board game.
Yeah, chess
that's
is a board game.
Yeah, he's talking to us like we missing out.
Oh.
Actually, I built a chess board when I was, like, 14.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I built a custom chess board. I used to play a lot.
It's in your text message. You don't know about iMessage games?
I don't know about iMessage games either.
Yeah.
I just use iMessage for texting. That's all I need it for.
Me too.
I'm going to get you hit to the screen test for that one. You ain't know about the iMessage games? I'm going to put you on.
I'm a texter. Okay.
I need to be got.
I don't know if I need to be got.
I don't know if I need to be got on that shit.
Board games, me, is backgammon and chess. Me and my mother used to play the heck out of backgammon. I'm talking about competitive.
Me and my dad used to play backgammon.
I mean,
yeah. I think everybody growing up had that one set with like the 16 games of backgammon.
Man, you know, be like, all right,
the
backgammon.
Dice and shit. You know, and then your mom get mad because you lose her dice and shit. Where my fucking dice at?
Oh man,
you was
he's,
the back.
He's being a cup too.
Used to be in that cup, right? You be using the dice to play your own board games. We lost our dice in Monopoly. We need to borrow yours.
Yeah, backgammon was real.
Yeah, so
backgammon was definitely real. I mean, we used to talk junk and everything. Like, come get this work, mom. It's your get that damn cup. Man, I used to love it, man. I used to kick her butt in some backgammon.
Nigga, stop.
What was the third?
Said Yahtzee, nigga.
What was the third question?
My bad. That's a real nigga game. It's backgammon. Yahtzee.
We'll get to that in a minute. What's I about to say, yo? I like Clue a lot.
Yeah,
that
was my
Clue
shit.
Was cool.
Clue was kind of my shit.
Yo, y'all remember that Clue movie? Y'all saw that shit back in the day?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, that was my shit back then. I fuck with that movie.
That should have multiple endings. I thought that was.
I know. That's what I fuck with. It was so dope because you could pick the different endings and shit. That was what's up. But yeah, Clue was my shit.
But yeah, man. Third question. Did we miss any board games from any of y'all? Y'all said everything? Yeah. All right. Jay Denham landed on the questions again, man. He's asked like so good questions. I got to give this guy props. Like, if y'all are in Discord, look at his questions and like follow his train, because like it's weeks where I'm like, yo, let me pick that question. I'm like, oh, it's another Jay Denham. I'm gonna save that for later. Anyway,
Jay Denham setting the bar out here.
Setting the bar. So yeah, from Jay Denham, if you have the choice, do you tend to be a good guy or bad guy in video games?
Bad guy.
I tend to be about like chaotic good, chaotic neutral.
Bad. I want to kill
everything. Fuck shit up.
Yes.
Trying to be no damn hero.
Right.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, saving niggas.
Of course you are.
Like, when I play like Fallout and stuff like that, like,
I go to bad route. I go to bad route.
I tend to be good, but like a thief. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like charismatic and I talk to people and I tend to. Like, I don't blow up Megaton. Right. You know, I don't blow up Megaton and stuff like that, but I'll like go steal everybody's shit.
Like in Fallout 4, when I went down and I murked the whole railroad crew. The little underground.
Spoilers.
I murked all of them. Damn.
Said we're gonna get better about them spoilers, BZ.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that was a choice.
Yeah.
So.
Still, you're right.
That was my choice. I was like, you know, I'm about to murk all y'all. Y'all trust me.
Oh, that's messed up. Y'all trust me now?
Y'all let me into y'all group? It was like, do you want to kill them or what? I was like, kill.
Yep.
Oh my, I actually didn't finish Fallout 4 because none of the endings were. Yeah, I mean, I read about all the endings, so I know what the endings are. I put so many hours into it. I just got to one point and I was like, you know what?
Wow.
I don't want to take a side because none of the sides sound like palatable to me. So I'm just gonna like stop doing storyline missions and just go around doing side missions and like building my settlements and stuff like that. Like, I still put a whole lot of hours into it, but I didn't want to, again, spoilers, but like none of the people that you can side with, which that's not really a spoiler, so like the railroad, like the Institute,
Brotherhood
of Steel, like I didn't want to side with any of them.
I was with the Brotherhood.
Me either. I did wait for some time. I was like, I'm gonna have
Brotherhood
to fuck one of these
fuck shit up. And they had the best power armor. They had the best power. I was with the Brotherhood. I'm like, look, we about to, they had that little air balloon.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, we about to go fuck all this little whole shit up right here. I was with them. Yeah, and the railroad, they were so wank. They were so lame.
But here's my thing, though. When you think about it, just like the brilliance that it took for the Institute to just be building this underground, right, like, technology.
Yeah.
I just thought that was dope. And, like, on one hand, I don't want there to be, like,
them.
Simps going
too.
Around.
I murked them,
I just
too.
Couldn't decide.
Niggas
like,
all
got to
die.
All of them got to die. I was flying.
And we taking
out
all their technology.
As the Brotherhood bombing everybody, like, get them too. Let's get them. Hey, let's get them and them. Please, I'm the bad guy. I am the bad guy.
Video games are how I feed my hero complex. So instead of walking to the door with a baseball bat, you know, and trying to save my family, the cops are on their way, I can just play a video game and be like, yo, I feel good now. Like,
so you
know.
You pick the good.
Normally, like a lot of times in games like Mass Effect, when I have like an explicit choice, like, or in Fallout, where it's like, how are you going to respond to this question? I try to think of the way I would most likely respond and not just go.
I'll be
like,
an asshole.
Type
I go to
the
asshole.
The beauty of a video game is you can be the biggest
asshole.
Can be.
If somebody's like, yo, this motherfucker stole $20 from you, you want to shoot them or let them go? I'm shooting that nigga.
I am shooting him on spot.
In real life, I'm doing time. In the game, I'm going home.
I am Denzel.
I'm going to be a snack after the
I'm
back.
Denzel Washington on Idris Elba. Bow,
right there.
You are dead
and
right now.
And I'm taking my 20 back with interest. So
that's
come on now. That's
that
what you do
right.
in a video game. You gotta let that shit ride.
Right,
you gotta be
man.
See, like the thing is, it's like I actually this is conversations that I've had with people, because the reason why I don't really get into games like Call of Duty and stuff like that is because I don't like playing as the military, because I feel like I could theoretically do that in real life. Like, my whole thing is I either want to be a criminal, like heathen in a video game, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto, like Saints Row style, or I want to be doing something that I theoretically couldn't do in real life, like, you know, something post-apocalyptic. So for what it's worth, I like being a bad guy in games where you're always a bad guy, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and like those kind of games. But when I have a choice, if it's like an RPG and I have those different options, I tend to be like I said, like chaotic good, chaotic neutral.
Everybody looking at you like, oh, here come that bitch. Like, I want y'all to be happy when I walk in town. Like, yo, it's Eric. He's like, yeah, you damn right it's me, goddamn. Worship me.
That took a turn.
It did.
Yeah, I know it did.
Yeah. That got dark.
What was that?
Yeah. I don't know. I came from a real place, didn't it?
I know, right? Supposed to be bad and evil in the game, not a real thing.
I know.
You got confused.
Oh, God. I'm a good guy.
So, anyway.
So, next question comes from, and the final question comes from Sober Hippie. What are some classic or critically acclaimed video games you've never played?
That's a good question.
Last of Us for me.
True.
Mass Effect, I heard, was really, really good.
That's a good one. Final Fantasy.
And by all accounts, I would love it. I've just never, somehow I've managed to make it all these years without ever playing any Final Fantasy games.
I haven't played any. I think I may have played one and I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid.
I'm the same as I've watched people play Final Fantasy, but I've just never had the want to play it myself. Like, I was just like, you know, I watched people play it. I'm like, okay, that looks cool, but I'm like, eh. So.
My game is Shadow of the Colossus. Like, I've played it a little bit, but it was during that time. There's a lot of, like, PS2 games I just missed out on. We can throw Max Payne 1 and 2 in there. And
you never play Max Payne?
Not really.
Oh, man, I like Max Payne.
Not really.
I love that game.
I just missed the fuck out, so. So yeah, there's a good bit that I can say.
Sad as fuck too. Shit.
I got one. I guess if this was considered critical acclaim, but those Def Jam Fight for New York games.
You ain't played them?
You never played Def Jam?
Yeah, I never played those Def Jam.
None of them.
Those critically acclaimed.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think.
Well, the first two, I would say.
Yeah.
Icon was bad, but the first one in Vendetta.
Not
was
that
it
one.
Def Jam and
Vendetta's the first.
Yeah, Def Jam was, and then what
Fight for New York.
Was the second one.
I've never played those.
Fight for New York. Those were really fun to play.
I mean, I know they was like really popular when they came out, but I've never played.
How did you? I mean, why did you miss out? I mean, were you not into?
I just wasn't interested. I don't. It was just something about those games that just didn't interest me.
Wait, I'm confused. So there was Vendetta, and then there was a second one. Yeah.
Fight for New York.
Oh, see, I never knew that there was a second one, but I played three, shit out of Def Jam Vendetta.
Yeah, it was Vendetta, Fight for New York, then it was Icon, which was trash. Icon was bad. But the first two were really good. I had fun.
Yeah, I was never interested.
There was a lot of hype around Def Jam, though. Like, they was promoting the hell out of that shit. Because it was like, okay, all these hip hop characters, a fighting game.
Yep.
And, you know, I was on that shit as soon as I saw that shit.
Cool.
I was like, story was dope. I was like, yo, I'm fucking with it. So.
Yeah. I wasn't interested in it.
If it came back, would you, like, if a new one came out, you would get it, you think?
Nope. I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I'm just not interested.
I don't think. I mean, they'd have to really have an expansive roster. They like a Smash level roster, like of like 70 rappers and stuff like that to really get a good game out of it. Cause like, but I'm talking about like now, cause there's so many artists that they go, oh, why ain't they got so and so? Why ain't they got so and so in this game? You know, everybody's gonna want their favorite
it's
rapper in the game,
and
there's so many motherfuckers these days. It's not like, cause Def Jam didn't really even isolate to just Def Jam artists. At some point, they just started putting whoever. Because
I think
wasn't
Snoop in it and
yeah,
stuff.
Snoop was
in
it. They just started fuck whoever. You ain't gotta be on Def Jam to be in the game. You could just be a general rapper with a name. So I think they'll have the classic characters in there, and then they'll bring some new characters. Of course, they'll have like probably like, you know, Kendrick and Cole and Schoolboy, like people who you think would fit that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll probably put a whole bunch of people who we probably don't give a fuck about. But
J. Cole's special probably gonna be putting you to sleep like Jigglypuff.
Oh my god! Yeah. All
right, that's all the questions.
Was that the poll?
It was the poll.
Check it out.
Let's talk about it. Let's
real quick.
About
just
it.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick. Real quick. Our poll is which of these fighting games was more influential? At Dead End Games. Make sure you follow us there to be able to vote on these polls. We're going to have another one going up now. Anyway, Mortal Kombat.
739 votes.
Votes, my bad. Mortal Kombat. 51%. Street Fighter 2. Specify 49%.
Flawless victory.
Not flawless. Not flawless.
I just had to say that.
You know what's interesting is when I voted, it was literally 50-50.
Yeah, it was like neck and neck.
It was 50-50 like the whole way, which was crazy.
What the hell?
Like the first time I refreshed it, it was like 7 votes.
It's amazing how it was so split down.
Yeah,
it was
split. It was so crazy. I didn't expect it to be that close.
I thought it was going to be either one way for one or way for the other. But when I saw that, I'm like, damn.
I was expecting at least like not a 50-50 split. Like this is crazy. But
how you feel?
How do I feel? I'm not surprised.
Really?
No. Because like I have been saying, I acknowledge that Mortal Kombat is influential, and it's a good argument to make. Depending on your reasons.
My apologies. I was thinking popular in my head. I forgot you said influential.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And I think a lot of people, if you look at the comments, a lot of them were like, yeah, Mortal Kombat, I like it. So like some of them were preference votes.
Yeah.
Some weren't.
But I was gonna say something about the comments. It was really dope to kind of see people chiming in with their reasons or their arguments for why they thought one was more influential than the other. Mm-hmm. Same thing on YouTube. Like I saw people on YouTube talking about it. So it's an issue that people are really passionate about, and it's kind of dope to see people give their
And people on YouTube was not fucking with me, bro.
Not at all.
Like, I didn't like Eric spelling my name wrong and shit. I'm like, bro, it's 4 letters. Like, I wasn't a fan of Eric B. He wasn't listening. But yeah, man. So make sure y'all follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/deadendgames. No, you know, video or gaming. It's Dead End Games. So make sure you follow us for the next poll. I'm thinking, do we think the streaming shit is going to work? Something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure y'all follow. Also use the hashtag DEG. Use the hashtag DEG debates, even though we didn't debate.
Yeah.
So we're not going to debate every week. We friends sometimes.
It's pretty tight.
How about just DEG polls or something like that?
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Somebody talk about somebody's mama real quick so we can have a...
Oh, shit.
So we can scrap again.
My mama's nice. Mm-mm-mm.
So anyway, that's going to do it for us this week, man. You guys can catch us live. If you guys are listening to this, listen to the podcast. You guys can catch us live every week on Twitch at 7:30 between... 7:30
between the hour of 7:30 and 8:30, we will show up.
We on CP time.
Pushing that shit. Right.
Just stay on your Twitch. Just stay on the Twitch site.
Just keep refreshing.
Until some niggas show up. Keep refreshing. We show up on the screen. We'll be there.
You know, you can chime in on the debates or the polls on Twitter with hashtag DEG debates, and just follow us on social, man. Just go to Instagram.com/deadendgames and click the Linktree link, and that'll have links to everywhere. And I'll subscribe to us on YouTube, subscribe to us on Twitch, and that's it. That's gonna do it. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.
Peace.